What's this idiot doing?
It's a border control.
What?
UK border force. From Shambo Queen. Kill your engine and drop your anchor.
Turn around, man.
Oh, relax, it's just a routine check.
Coming alongside.
Oh, nuisance.
Who's on board?
It's just us. Me and my son, we've no customers today.
We have reason to believe you're carrying illegal migrants.
That's ridiculous.
You won't mind if I take a look below deck?
Be my guest.
I'm sorry, Mum.
For what? You're sorry for what, Connor? Connor?
5 minutes, Mrs. Glynn.
Connor!
Don't start crying, whatever you do.
What were you thinking of, son?
I don't know. They offered me a lot of... There was money involved. I thought it might keep you going.
There's going to be a court hearing tomorrow. I've hired a lawyer.
You can't afford to be hiring lawyers.
They want to remand you in custody. They're worried you won't come back if they let you go home.
So I'd have to stay in prison till the trial. How long will that be?
Don't worry, love. We'll get you out on bail so you can come home. Now, that's a promise, okay?
Are you all right, James?
I don't mind when we're up in the air. It's the landing that gets me. The way it jerks around.
Have some water.
Oh, my apologies, Prime Minister.
This place where we're meeting?
That's it, I think. Up on the hill.
Ah, quite a pile.
Built in the 18th century. Owners were absentee landlords.
Popular with the locals, I'm sure.
Especially after the famine. The house was burned down during the Anglo-Irish War.
I believe it's known here as the War of Independence.
Yes, quite. The building has been impeccably restored. The mid-Georgian portico in particular is one of the finest in these islands. There's your small talk, Prime Minister.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
It's been an exclusive hotel since the 1980s. Spa, golf course, health club. Usual stuff.
I suspect they chose the place for its significant views rather than its facilities. An unbroken prospect of the borderlands. Which county are we in?
Monaghan. It's one of the three counties of Ulster that we don't own.
I'm aware of that. And there's our host, hovering politely.
He's taller than he looks on the telly. And younger. Quite fresh-faced.
Mm. Only 3 months in the job.
Not yet ravaged by the burdens of office.
Let's see if we can't do something about that. Taoiseach, such a pleasure to meet you at last.
I'm told it's your first time in the Republic.
As Prime Minister, yes. I've been to the West, family holiday.
Oh, whereabouts?
Castle Gregory.
Lovely down there, isn't it?
It was some years ago.
Beautifully bleak. That ocean mist shrouding the peak of Mount Brandon. A poet's paradise.
We were much too busy to notice the mist.
Oh?
Cycling, tennis, horse riding. The children went surfing every day.
Surfing? Oh, they're made of tough stuff, your kids. I can't get my two off their blooming phones.
As I said, it was some years ago. Pre-mobile phones.
We'll have to get you over to Dublin soon. Bit of a fanfare. Roll out the red carpet. This didn't seem like the right time.
No.
Too much, you know.
Yes.
Uncertainty.
Misunderstanding.
Not really the right climate for an official visit.
I agree.
Well, that's an encouraging start.
Yes.
Ah, here we are.
Good morning, Taoiseach, Prime Minister.
This is Avril Murray, my special advisor on cross-border affairs.
Miss Murray?
James Trevelyan.
James advises me on Anglo-Irish relations.
Well, with a name like Trevelyan.
It's a cross I have to bear.
Well, let's get down to business. They've put us in here, Prime Minister. Used to be the library, I'm told, when the landed gentry still had their hands on the place. It's been nearly 2 years since you had your referendum.
As you can imagine, there's been a great deal to do.
I bet there has. But from our point of view, surely there was plenty of time for consultation.
If I may, your government has been kept up to speed.
Not really, James.
There's been a lack of substance. Last month's discussions at ministerial level were disappointingly vague.
Tokenistic. That word was used by one of the participants. Not that we don't appreciate your government's willingness to give us the time.
But you want details.
Hard facts.
That's exactly what we want.
And that's exactly why I'm here.
Go ahead, please.
Earlier today, as you may know, James and I visited Auchnacloy in County Tyrone, the new state-of-the-art facility.
Funded by London, not Belfast?
No expense has been spared. James?
The facility incorporates the very latest biometrics-based digital identification technology. Some of it developed in the Irish Republic, I believe.
Sheer coincidence that they were given the contract.
Would you rather we didn't do business with Irish companies?
Of course not. Go on.
Auchnacloy is one of six new facilities we'll be rolling out over the next few weeks.
Weeks?
We have a list of dates. James, could you pass it round? On the 31st of this month, I'll be making the formal announcement.
Could we backtrack for a minute? These facilities, as you call them, they'll be ready in weeks.
One of the six is slightly behind schedule. Strabane. The others will certainly be up and running by that date.
This announcement of yours, Prime Minister, do you have a draft?
I have a final draft, to the effect that from next month, the United Kingdom can only be entered from the Irish Republic through designated checkpoints.
The checkpoints will be manned by the Border Force and by customs officers.
They will also control vessels entering the UK on inland waterways.
Could I add, because I'm sure you'll want to know, that the army won't be involved unless there's a specific intelligence threat. We hope that will offer some reassurance.
Not especially, no.
Would you like some more coffee, Prime Minister?
No, thank you.
You won't mind if I do. I never drank coffee until I gave up smoking. Now I go through pots of the stuff. Probably doing me more harm than the sickies.
I doubt that.
Ah, yes, you'd know about it, I suppose.
I was a GP, yes, in a previous life.
Before the irresistible call of public service. Or, as my wife puts it, self-deluding narcissism. She's a doctor as well, paediatrics. A heads of government meeting. That's what we asked for.
And that's what you've got?
It was my impression. Well, maybe I was wrong. After all, I've only been in the job a few months. This meeting was arranged so we could come up with a jointly approved system.
Jointly approved? Yes, that's correct.
What you're presenting us with is a finalised plan.
You've come here to get me to rubber stamp...
No.
Something that might just as easily have been done by a couple of civil servants in the executive bar at Dublin Airport.
I came here today to brief you, in person, about our intentions. To discuss their implications. I don't expect you to rubber stamp anything.
These new border posts... They're sending a signal.
Well, I hope we're making it clear that the United Kingdom is not open to all comers.
What about people who live on the border? One minute they're free to come and go. The next, they have to show their passports at a checkpoint.
The checks will be random, one in ten at most, unless in response to specific intelligence. Overall, the new facilities will speed
Surely
up...
Surely you acknowledge that we have to come up with a workable system, given the new circumstances.
But how do you define workable? A system that works for the people who use it, or one that works for hardline Tory backbenchers and the likes of Mr. Farage.
The reality is, the people of the United Kingdom have voted to leave the EU.
By the slimmest of margins.
And the number one reason given by those who voted for Brexit was concern about immigration.
It's my job to ensure that those democratically expressed concerns are addressed.
And it's my job to ensure that the Irish Republic isn't unfairly penalised because of your country's decision to alter its status.
You're not being penalised.
The damage to trade will hurt both our countries.
That's true. Which is why I'm open to the possibility of forming a special trading relationship with the Republic.
Brussels won't have it. They insist we have to impose tariffs on all UK goods coming into the country.
A reminder of why there's not much nostalgia for Brussels in the UK.
Anyway, the idea of a separate trade agreement has already been shot down by a large number of your own backbenchers.
We're concerned about inflammatory statements coming out of Westminster.
Not from me.
But members of your party and the leader of your coalition partners.
It's not a coalition.
Just the other day he said... Have you got it there, Avril? Mm-hmm.
He said, the only way to strengthen the United Kingdom's sovereignty is to seal the border with the Republic of Ireland.
He was not speaking with the Prime Minister's authority.
Okay. This is what one of your own ministers said a few weeks ago. Most people believe Britain is full, and they are right. We are already a nation of more than 60 million. We cannot take any more. We have to shut the door.
Shut the door. Seal the border. Uncompromising language.
Which I'm sure plays well with your grassroots.
December 17th, 2018. A container lorry stopped at the border near Nuri. 10 Bulgarians found in the back. February 12th. Three Lithuanians with false Irish passports attempt to cross near Castle Finn.
Isolated cases.
If I may. September last year, a British-born Islamist returning from his jihadi holiday takes the train from Dublin to Belfast, despite having had his passport revoked. And these are just the ones that got caught.
None of them your fault, admittedly. EU citizens remain free to come and go in the Irish Republic, and rightly so. But that's the very reason why we need to act.
It's a justification for your unilateral decision to create a new Iron Curtain within Ireland.
Oh, please, let's not exaggerate.
I'll put it to you straight, Prime Minister. If you impose these border controls, the Anglo-Irish agreement will collapse.
That is alarmist talk, likely to inflame the situation. Is that what you want?
Like you, I have a duty to represent the wishes of the people. To Irish ears, your proposal sounds like a return to the bad old days.
Oh. Could I suggest, if we're going to have a constructive conversation about the next steps, perhaps a timeout would be in order.
Prime Minister.
Come in, James.
Not disturbing you, I hope?
Not at all.
Were you, that candle, that exquisite fragrance?
Oh, patchouli.
So you...
Yes.
I didn't know.
Why would you? I don't believe you've ever been in my private quarters before.
No, I don't think I have.
You should try it sometime.
What?
Mindfulness. I'll show you some techniques, if you like.
Thanks. I might take you up on that.
He's in a straitjacket. The Taoiseach.
Yes.
If he agrees to our border control initiative, Sinn Féin will abandon him and his government will collapse.
So one argument is that we might as well stick to our guns, since McArdle is doomed anyway. It's likely there'll be a prolonged period of political uncertainty in Dublin, possibly fresh elections.
During which time we could press on with our plans. However, in the middle to long term...
Relations would be damaged, if not completely. It's unlikely Dublin would agree to any further cooperation.
And we might end up dealing with someone less reasonable than McArdle.
Oh, that's always a risk.
Let's see how it plays out this afternoon, shall we? Thank you, James.
There's one other thing. It's your husband.
What about him?
He's gone rogue. Again.
Out with it.
He was at a constituency event this morning.
The spring fair. Mark usually presents the raffle prizes.
And so he did. He also made a remark.
Oh, dear. What did he say?
You can hear for yourself.
My wife is very sorry she can't be here today. She had to run an errand. You, Kip.
How many people have seen this?
By now, a decent proportion of the English-speaking world. In fairness, it was an off-the-cuff remark to a small group of constituency workers. I don't think he realised someone was filming on their phone.
He's still getting used to colour television. Has anyone spoken to him?
There's a minder there from central office.
Right. Mark must not be allowed back in front of a camera or a mic. Bound to make it worse.
Do you want to speak to him?
No, James. I want to return to the here and now. And when I've finished, I want to focus on the job in hand. Namely, my discussions with the Taoiseach. As if my husband's faux pas had never happened. As if my husband doesn't even exist.
Understood. However, I'm afraid there's already been a knock-on effect. The Foreign Office... Now that the cat's out of the bag, they're not very happy that they've been excluded from the talks.
As a general rule, making the Foreign Office unhappy means I'm doing my job properly.
The trouble is, the Foreign Secretary is giving his Dover speech tomorrow about our future relationship with Europe. He feels we've rather undermined him by keeping him out of the loop.
What does he want?
He'd like to join us.
What? Parachute in, blonde mane blowing in the wind with a camera crew in tow, out of the question.
A quick phone call? Brief him on progress?
Oh, I'm loath to indulge him.
It will make him feel part of it, like he has a dog in the fight.
OK, go ahead. Oh, see if you can get hold of some avocados, will you, James?
It's James Trevelyan. I have the Prime Minister for the Foreign Secretary. Avocados, yes, of course, how many? Foreign Secretary, I have the PM for you. Here you are.
And, James, some olive oil and balsamic dressing would be marvellous. No mustard. Hello, I'm well, thank you. Well, I look forward to seeing a draft later today. That's very witty, but I hope there won't be too many jokes in there. I'm sure you'd want to strike the right note of gravitas. Thank you. I'd appreciate that. As regards Ireland, if you just let... No, it is certainly not my intention to marginalise the Foreign Office. When it comes to Ireland, experience shows that the direct involvement of heads of government is the best way to get things done.
All the options have been exhausted. Right. But he's comfortable.
Taoiseach?
Come in, Avril. And has the doctor given you any indication? Okay then, thanks. Keep me posted. Bye.
Everything all right?
That was the hospice. Apparently he's near the end.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Even though he's been ill for years, it's still a shock when you hear it's imminent. Hours, probably.
You should be with him.
No. Well, I mean, that's not really possible.
I'm sure the PM would understand.
It's not about the PM, Avril. It's my choice.
Of course. Can I get you anything?
Thanks, no.
They do a great soup here, chorizo and lentil. Good for what ails you.
Now, I'll grab something later. Come on, let's get back to work. So, your thoughts?
You need to raise the stakes.
Go on.
Bellamy's desperate to avoid any kind of compromise. She's under intense domestic pressure.
Oh, tell me about it.
She knows you know it too.
The fact that her government's on a knife edge. It's her strong suit.
I think so. It lets her off the hook. I'd avoid raising that subject. She'll keep you on it all day if you let her.
Hmm. So we move on to consequences.
That's certainly the issue where we're strong. Keep at it. Drive it home. If they go ahead with this plan, the consequences could be, well...
disastrous is what they could be.
Don't let Bellamy leave Ireland without telling her that. Spell it out for her.
Well, if I play that card... and they still refuse to budge.
I think it's a risk worth taking.
What's the record for Taoiseach's shortest term in office? Your man with his laptop, her advisor.
James.
Reeling off the statistics. Whenever she gets out of her comfort zone, he's there with the numbers. I think it's time to shorten the line out.
I'll assume that's a sporting metaphor of some kind.
It means you and Mr. Trevelyan get an extended lunch break.
Your mother's here to see you, Connor.
Again?
You might as well move in, Mrs. Glynn. You're here that much.
Well, sure. Where else would I be? He's all I have.
Any news on getting them home?
We're working on it.
I'll leave you to it. Not too long today, all right? The fella in the other cell is getting jealous.
Right are.
Give me a shout when you're ready.
You look worn out, ma.
The lawyers, Connor. They're not optimistic.
Why not?
Well, trouble is... one of the fellas who talked you into doing it, the foreign one, he's from organised crime, you know, one of them international gangsters.
He didn't look like one.
They probably go to some trouble not to look like one. The thing is, the police are afraid of looking soft.
But they know I'm not a gangster.
Doesn't matter. The way it's going to be presented to the judge at your bail hearing, if he lets you out on bail and you do a runner...
But I won't. Yeah,
I know that, but it'll look bad. Egg on important faces.
So that's that.
Oh, I'm not giving up, Connor. There are other things we can do.
Like what?
30 years in the tourism game. I know how to relate to people. I can be very persuasive.
What are you on about? You're not going to try it on with the judge or something.
For heaven's sake, son. But I would, you know, if that's what it took.
Mom.
Listen to me. What's happened to us is an injustice. I am not standing for it, and your father wouldn't have stood for it either.
I want you to promise me you're not going to do anything stupid.
It's all my fault you're in here in the first
no.
place. If I'd just been strong and not let you see how worried I was.
I would have known. I want you to stop talking like this, ma, okay? It's not doing us any good.
I'll do whatever it takes to get you home, Connor. Home where you belong.
I hope you're not planning to light that.
I call it my last gasper.
A prop. You know what a Gasper is?
My father was in the army. I know what a Gasper is.
Served in Northern Ireland, didn't he?
That's correct.
You don't mind, do you, if we do this al fresco?
I don't. The security people, on the other hand...
I've promised not to take you beyond the wall garden.
I would imagine by now you've seen the footage of my husband. Of course you have. Well, I hope you saw it for what it is. A not very good joke.
Well, quite a revealing one all the same.
I can assure you, I'm not here on an errand for anybody, and that includes UKIP.
So, this date you've set for the imposition of border controls...
Introduction.
For the imposition of border controls. It's got nothing to do with keeping the rank and file happy.
Of course not.
If that's the case, delay it. Delay the announcement.
I see no reason to do that.
Nationalist communities are nervous. Your withdrawal from Europe. They feel cut off, marginalised.
Clearly, we haven't done enough to reassure them. I accept that. A greater effort will be made, and your help would be most welcome.
Well, you could start by consulting the public, North and South, on how to handle the issue of immigration and customs.
There have been too many breaches of our border already. We have to get the system up and running now.
The bedrock of the Good Friday Agreement was cross-border cooperation. Now, remember what we gave up for this. Our claim to a 32-county Ireland. We amended our constitution in return for a modicum of influence over the affairs of Northern Ireland.
I appreciate that.
To then be excluded from the process of redefining the status of the border. I can tell you now, it won't wash.
Go on.
Sinn Féin will pull out of the power-sharing arrangement in Belfast.
Oh, who told you that?
Reliable sources.
I don't find these what-if scenarios very helpful.
There's a very real danger that you'll have to go back to direct rule.
Now you're jumping ahead.
We're trying to anticipate every possible outcome. The Americans. I spoke to President Christie the other day. Now, he's sufficiently alarmed that he's asked Hillary...
We're not keen on her.
Well, you know about this.
Oh, back channels.
Hillary gets things done.
This isn't a time for big personalities. If they're going to send an envoy, it has to be someone beige from the basement of the State Department. Look, Taoiseach.
Neil, please.
On the subject of direct rule, Neil... It's been necessary before, and we've got through it before. It's even been known to focus minds.
So you're willing to let that happen?
I don't believe it would be the end of civilization as we know it.
Your friends in the Democratic Unionist Party will be delighted to hear that. I'm sure you can count on their continued support in Parliament.
The more you remind me of the balancing act I face at Westminster, the less amenable I become to hearing your own agenda.
Anxiety and mistrust... Those are the emotions I've been hearing about from friends, North and South. And it's because they don't feel they have any control over what's going to happen. The other day, a kid from the Midlands tried to smuggle a couple of illegal migrants into Northern Ireland.
Another example?
On his mother's river cruiser. This kid was born after the Good Friday Agreement was signed. To him, the border, it's an abstract thing, purely notional.
Things change. The present becomes history. The utopian future becomes the pragmatic present.
If the devolved government in Stormont collapses, that will create a political vacuum. And if there's one thing the history of this island has taught us, it's that a vacuum will always be filled by extremists.
I don't accept this doom-laden picture you're painting.
By sectarians and hardliners and fundamentalists, and ultimately by the men of violence.
What? Because it might happen, it will happen.
It's happening already. Our intelligence people report a rise in paramilitary membership, Republicans and Loyalists.
We've made sure our security forces have the money and manpower to respond to the threat. It takes time for people to adapt to new political realities.
We can help them adapt by giving them a stake, by getting them involved.
You and I both know. The problem with not having a clear mandate from the electorate... makes it very difficult to legislate for the long term.
It would make this meeting a bit more straightforward, wouldn't it? If we didn't have fickle coalition partners waiting at home with the proverbial rolling pin.
My government is not a coalition.
It's a coalition in all but name.
No, that is not the case either.
Okay. You know what, I don't want to labour the point.
I'm sure you don't.
But if UKIP's MPs refuse to support your minority government...
Oh, Neil.
Okay, let's not get bogged down. The point is... We both need to come out of these discussions with something we can sell.
Right, move it. Go now, for goodness sake.
What happened?
Oh, forward pass.
You should meet my husband. He spends weekends shouting at the telly as well.
I'm supposed to be there at Twickenham. I had tickets. Not just any tickets. Seven Nations VIP hospitality suite.
Just another Sunday at the cold face of politics. They're still out there. Walking in circles.
In my experience, nothing meaningful ever gets decided in the presence of special advisers. That's got to be a yellow card. He deliberately collapsed the scrum.
Is this what you do?
What do you mean?
Do you teach or research? Run a business on the side?
Are you implying that being a wonk isn't a proper job?
I suppose you have your eye on a safe seat.
There aren't many of those left. The Farage effect.
You could always defect.
I like the buzz. Walking through the gates of Downing Street, the photographers trying to figure out if I'm someone they should be snapping. Access to the inner sanctum. I suppose eventually I'll have a go. Jean-Luc likes the idea. My significant other.
Isn't that a problem?
That I'm gay? Not these days.
That he's French?
His mum's English, so I think we're
okay. They've gone into the gazebo. They're sitting within 4 feet of each other.
So what does it for you? The buzz.
Every now and then I read a student's dissertation and I know. Yes, they got it.
So politics is just a hobby?
I've signed up with the TTIP for a year. Then it's back to school for me.
Better get a move on then, if you're going to make your mark. We were surprised when your guy won, given the mess Fianna Fáil were in a few years ago.
He was a lowly backbencher then, not tainted. What really gave Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin a bounce was you not leaving Europe. The Irish people knew the UK would get territorial about the border, so they voted in a nationalist coalition.
When Cameron stepped down after delivering the no vote, I wouldn't have given Alice Bellamy a second thought. But the party didn't want an ideologue or a visionary.
They needed a manager to handle the transition.
To be honest, I thought it was a mistake. She seemed a bit remote, forbidding. A buttoned-up, though admittedly quite comely, headmistress from a pre-internet age.
Clearly you've changed your mind.
Most ministers I've worked for need constant stimulation and approval, like toddlers with attention deficit disorder. But Alice isn't needy.
Self-reliant? Above the cliques?
Yes.
I admire that about her.
I know it sounds weird using this word about a Tory Prime Minister, but she's kind of zen.
Apparently this gazebo was built by the 4th Earl for his young wife.
Did she then die tragically, leaving the gazebo as a poignant memorial?
Doesn't say.
It affords a good view of the portico.
It's one of the finest of its type in these islands.
You got that memo too.
All this grandiosity. I'd be just as happy to have the meeting at my local Starbucks. Skinny cappuccino and a pan of raisin.
We'd miss out on a spectacular view. The border panorama.
There's a copse of silver birches on the slope of that hill. The border runs through the middle of it. It runs through farmland and rivers, across roads and alongside people's gardens, 200 miles plus. This talk of sealing it up...
To clarify, that's not a phrase I've ever used.
Short of building a fence, I don't see how it's even possible.
I'm with Bismarck.
Politics is the art of the possible.
Of course, Bismarck didn't have to deal with a 24-hour news cycle or Twitter. Or a spouse with verbal incontinence.
If I'd written it for your husband myself, he couldn't have done it better. You know, the job's hard enough already without those we love pissing in the porridge.
Oh, that's true.
About 5 years ago, my brother found out he was HIV positive. He decided to keep it a secret. Because of my leadership ambitions. Well, I wasn't happy. I wanted him to be open about it, but he was adamant. It might work against me, and he didn't want to have that on his conscience.
Do you think it would have worked against you?
I don't know. Do you?
I'm not familiar with the Fianna Fáil culture.
Substitute Guinness for claret, and it's pretty similar to Tory culture. Big business, small state, common sense. Suspicious of the political correctness spouted by metropolitan fancy dams.
Then I suppose your brother's story might have set a few malicious tongues wagging out in the heartlands. I doubt it would have holed you below the waterline.
Even so, I was touched. We were never particularly close. Joe barely spoke to me after I joined Fianna Fáil. He was an unreconstructed socialist. So the fact that he'd make that gesture...
A good deed in a cynical world.
I've been wondering about that. Maybe it's himself he's been protecting. He's used my public profile as an excuse to conceal the truth. Maybe far from making a sacrifice for his little brother.
You think he's been using you?
And he expects me to keep the lie intact, even after he... I don't know, whatever. He keeps me on my toes.
I suppose he serves a useful function. Just like my husband.
I think we should go back inside before they send out a search party.
Before we resume, we're rather keen that today's discussions should remain under wraps.
You want a news embargo?
Until such time as we have something concrete to announce.
If we have something concrete to announce.
Stalemate is not an option. As soon as it gets out that we're in discussions...
So let's try to make sure it doesn't get out.
Sooner or later it will. And at that point, we have to show that some kind of progress has been made.
The Taoiseach has to be seen to be addressing the issue.
The Prime Minister has to be seen to be getting on with it. If it gets out that she's been negotiating with Dublin, the internal pressure will grow for a vote in the House.
What James means...
No, hang on. Sorry. A vote?
A vote on what?
Oh, forget about it, really. There's no immediate prospect.
Sorry to interrupt. Some refreshments.
It hasn't got beyond the House of Commons bar yet.
What is it? A private member's bill?
It's attracting quite a lot of interest in certain quarters.
What's the substance of this bill?
Look, if the Whip's office have their way, it'll never even come before the House.
And if they don't? The people who are pushing this legislation, are they our old friends who talk about shutting the door?
And sealing the border?
Are you being outflanked, Prime Minister? Or are you and Mr. Trevelyan making this up?
Certainly not.
You can't allow the Irish government to have any say in the matter, or the hardliners will move against you.
So we better accept your plan A or else. Is that the play?
I totally refute that allegation. However, since you seem determined to believe it, it's up to you to make a judgment call.
Will I pour?
Excuse me?
Would you like me to pour the teas and coffees, or do you prefer to do it yourself?
I think we'll do it ourselves, thank
Some
you.
Some nice biscuits too there, nice ones. I think they're Duchy originals, you know, the King's biscuits.
Duchy.
Pardon?
It's pronounced Duchy, and King Charles is no longer... William is the Duke of Cornwall now, so strictly speaking, the biscuits really... Can we get back to work, please?
I'm sorry. I know you're all very busy.
That's all right. Thank you for the biscuits.
Taoiseach?
What is it?
My name is Marion Glynn.
Marion, it's a pleasure to meet you. We're kind of in the middle of something here.
I have a son called Connor.
And I'm sure he's a credit to you.
This is unbelievable. Should we call someone? Security!
He's in custody in Enniskillen.
Is he the boy? The migrants in the boat?
The Drumshambo Queen. Connor's my first mate. We run cruises up and down to Loch Derg, we used to.
Could you please leave?
Hang on. Is he all right, Connor?
They're looking after him well enough. No Dutchy biscuits, but he's got what he needs. Now, the problem is... Prime Minister, I am sorry about this.
Say what you have to say.
The authorities in the north won't give Connor bail. They're worried he won't come back for the trial.
I read about this. Wasn't he working for a gang of traffickers?
He didn't know that. It was a couple of fellas he met in the pub promised him a load of cash. They're saying it's all to do with organised crime. There's nothing organised about Connor. One look at his sock drawer would tell you that.
Mrs. Glynn, why are you telling us this?
I'm hoping... Look, it's all wrong. If you knew him. His father died a few years ago and he's never really moved on. He's 19 going on 12.
You want us to help you?
We can't interfere with the work of the police and the courts. I'm sure you appreciate that.
I don't want you to interfere. But if someone could just speak up for him...
Doesn't he have a lawyer?
Oh, they weren't much use. I had to let them go anyway. The worst part of it, he was doing it for me.
Marion, can I suggest that you and I have a talk about this later? We're a bit short of time here.
Nothing I hate more than a cold cup of tea. Milk in first, Prime Minister.
What? Yes, thank you.
Now, I know you're all discussing very important matters that I'm sure I wouldn't understand. A Taoiseach?
Coffee for me, please.
But could I say one thing to you? I have spent my life living and working along the border. I know the people there of every creed and stripe. And it's a long time, 25 years or more, since I've seen them so nervous.
What are they nervous about?
They feel powerless, especially the Catholic people, the nationalists, whatever you want to call them. This decision was made to leave Europe, and now they feel isolated again.
It was a democratic decision.
One of my best friends, she runs a garden centre in South Armagh. Now, most of her customers come from over the border. She drives back and forward maybe 10 times a week. But now, they're building a bloody great checkpoint thing at Jonesboro.
I can assure you, Mrs. Glynn, that facility has the most modern, user-friendly technology.
Too late. Most of her customers have already started going elsewhere. There's a new place open south of the border.
The law of the market. I'm sure your friend will find new customers, or she could diversify.
There's plenty of free advice available for small businesses, north and south.
I'll give you some free advice, Taoiseach. Stop talking as if the world's about to end.
Well, I don't think that's fair.
I heard you last week on the radio. You and your sidekick, that Sinn Féin woman, going on about a return to violence. Inevitable was one of the words used. What effect do you think that's having on border people? They're half expecting their teenage sons to run off and join the paramilitaries. The confidence has drained away from the place. The hope. That's what made Connor do what he did.
It's no excuse for illegality.
And another thing. People are getting wary again. They're keeping their distance. You've got to stop talking the place down.
I made the same point to Mr. McArdle earlier today.
You've no right to occupy the moral high ground, Mrs. Bellamy, until you sort out the checkpoint mess. I'll tell you one thing you could do. Make an exception for local residents and business people. A separate lane at the checkpoints. Fast track.
We did consider that.
Well, reconsider it. It'll win you a lot of goodwill. I'm sorry. I didn't mean... I just want somebody to speak up for my son.
I think we need to reboot our discussion.
The Bilateral Working Party on Border Security.
Thoughts, please. Avril, James, that's what we pay you for.
I don't like the word security. Evokes the bad old days.
And bilateral. It's one of those words that diplomats fetishise, but to the man on the street...
Yeah, it's a turn-off.
Alternatives?
Do we have to have the word border?
You want to make the problem seem less acute by avoiding the word.
No, but maybe... could we use the phrase All-Ireland Working Party?
Connotations. Gaelic games.
James is more a rugger man. Sinn Féin would like it.
Yes, we'd never sell it to the Unionists.
Let's not waste time now. Three possible titles each by tomorrow morning?
Okay. But it should be in the north, the first meeting. Maybe some are fresh, not too freighted with history.
What about a branch of Starbucks?
Perfect.
What really matters today is the timetable.
Sorry. Starbucks.
The Prime Minister and I think that 3 months is a realistic time frame.
For what exactly?
For the working party to convene, carry out a public consultation and report back.
Tall order. Who's going to be on this working party?
A couple of ministers from each side. Chiefs of police, religious leaders.
Maybe a respected retired statesman from the Anglosphere as an honest broker. Absolutely no token celebrities.
Let's Bono out.
And Russell Brand.
The biggest problem with your 3 month deadline, it'll take you half that time to get everyone on board.
Sinn Féin will accuse us of colluding in a new partitioning of Ireland.
A lot of our backbenchers will see it as a surrender of the sovereignty we've only just won back. Not to mention what you...
That's why we must commit to it now, the Taoiseach and I, without going looking for approval.
You want to present it as a fait accompli?
Like it or lump it? Taoiseach, I think we need to give it some thought.
No. Let's do it.
You really believe you can persuade...
Prime Minister, I would also urge caution.
Minority governments or not, the people elected us to lead. It's our responsibility to do so.
There will be those who want to derail us, of course. It's our job to convince them that they're wrong. What about the Commission for Anglo-Irish Security and Cooperation?
Getting there. Definitely getting there.
I'm trying to picture the Foreign Secretary's face.
We'll let him give his speech first before we break the news. What have I forgotten, James?
I don't know. Have you got your patchouli candle?
Is there something we haven't... a hidden stumbling block?
I think the stumbling blocks are out in the open for all to see.
Doesn't make them any easier to overcome.
Thank you for coming to Ireland, Prime Minister.
I'll phone ahead. Let the airbase know that we're leaving.
We'll be judged on this, you and I.
I try not to think about what future historians might say.
I wasn't thinking about historians. The people who have to live with whatever solution we come up with. They'll be our judges.
How nice it would be to please them all. The men from the Orange Lodge and the friends of Gerry Adams.
The Mail and the Mirror. The trick is, if you can't please everyone, then you must try to disappoint everyone in more or less equal measure.
That sounds like a definition of one-nation Toryism.
We mustn't let this process be about survival, buying time until the next battle. It's not about my majority or your authority. It's about finding what works. This apocalyptic narrative, the end of the peace process, the return of violence. You heard what Mrs. Glynn said.
And you could consider slowing down. If a few more illegals get through in the meantime, maybe that's the price you have to pay for getting it right.
The car's ready, Prime Minister.
Until next time.
Have a safe trip. Hello, it's Neil McArdle. I wondered if there was any news. I see. Was Greta, my brother's wife, was she there with him when he... Good. Good. Could you tell her that don't worry. I'll give her a buzz myself. Thanks for letting me know. And you. God bless.
I asked one of the Irish security guys. Apparently Mrs. Glynn's sister-in-law is an assistant manager at the hotel. She gave her a job for the day, and her security clearance checked out.
Well, she strikes me as a law-abiding woman. I do hope no one will get in trouble. It might attract unwanted attention.
I think they're happy to let it drop. At this delicate juncture, we don't want egg on any important faces.
I'm going to talk to the Northern Ireland Secretary, James. Ask him to familiarise himself with Conor Glynn's case.
I'm not sure what he can do without looking like he's sticking his oar in.
He can take an active interest, and he can let it be known, down along the chain of command, that the Prime Minister has taken an active interest. You'd be amazed the effect that can have sometimes. How are you feeling? Looking forward to the flight?
Once again, Prime Minister, I do apologise.
No need.
It's rather embarrassing. My brother crucifies me about this. He's an officer in 3 para.
So it's clearly not genetic, which suggests that it's entirely psychological.
You're probably right.
In which case, James, you just need to tell yourself, I can do this. No matter how hard it seems, I can do this.